My friends. Well, let's see, I want to do something else. Oh, I promised I would read a poem called Toward Certain Divorce from this other book. This is called Toward Certain Divorce. I'm told it helps to say two things before reading it. One is that there's a he in the poem, there's a she in the poem. The he is a poet, not the writer of the poem, not me, but a poet. Two, the poem begins in driving out into the Midwest countryside to go to the house where these two people live. Toward Certain Divorce. High beams stabbing the eyes of animals, the ruts and spilling over shoulders, upon which my right wheels occasionally cry, I'm driving this gravel road toward you, for you, just driving, without controversy, without a worm in my stomach, not a thought in my head, when I pull up short in your driveway. Just to say thanks, write, and stay well, I arrive to launder the trees upon which the poet has shed his tears for years, and to whitewash the lemon-like house. It is the middle of the winter of the heart, or it is summer. I'm never quite sure. Anyway, the furnace is practically floating, or the two people have turned it off because it is only winter in the heart. Not a thought in my head for winter, and here I am, and it might as well be winter, or this is winter and summer, does it matter? I remember getting here the air exceptional because it was so clean, and that this purity and contour and innocence such as we have seen in the animals and in the farmer when he farms never kept anyone in the old country. I know well they left for shirts and ties for their children and dresses for the girls who would marry them to a new language. Friendship, which seems so unpromising now, promised them an envelope of profit, a land at land's edge, the word itself extending to a testament of geography. And now you want to separate for good. And if I were better, I would stop you, wouldn't I? By singing to spite this hunger, though you beat the bars of my harpish heart. And can I propose the self's satisfaction, if commanded to, and rise thus above you in alteration of the solitary soul, which poets where salt take as their task? I'm afraid I have only the casual prophecy, and not the life of the word, that energy within me, though I have sworn to seek it. Swear to me that you leave to seek it too. That's fairly difficult, but there it is.